On the green hills of Dartmoor in southern England, the cattle roam finding good pasture. Looking after the cattle is a hard life. It means living outdoors in all kinds of weather. Many miles of rough walking each day. After many years of such a life, one herdsman had to enter a hospital to end his days. Through infirmity, old age, and continual exposure to the elements, his sight had failed completely. A frequent visitor to his bedside was one of his granddaughters, who would occasionally read to him portions of the Bible. One day she was reading from the first epistle of John. When she reached the 7th verse of the 1st chapter, "And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin," the old man raised himself and stopped the little girl. With great earnestness, he said, "Is that there, my dear?" "Yes, Grandpa," she answered. "Then read it to me again. I've never heard the like before." The child read again, "And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." "You're quite sure that is there?" "Yes, Grandfather, quite sure." "Then take my hand and lay my finger on the words, for I would like to feel them." So the little girl took the old man's hand and placed his bony finger on the 7th verse. When he said, "Now read it to me again," she read in a soft, sweet voice, "And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." "You're sure that it is there?" "Yes, sir, quite sure." "Then if anyone should ask how I died, tell them that I died in the faith of these words. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." With that, the old man withdrew his hand. His head fell gently back upon the pillow, and he passed silently into the presence of him whose blood cleanseth from all sin. The same assurance may be yours today, friend, as you face the future with uncertainty. You can, by faith, trust the man who died at Calvary. Trust the man whose blood was shed there on that cross. Trust the man who was resurrected from the grave. And his blood can cleanse you from your sin. His blood can give you peace with God. True today as it was in the times of this old shepherd, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. And for those who are willing to come with their guilt, with their need, with their rebellion, and trust the Savior, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he'll give you eternal life. He'll make you a new creature in Christ. And his blood, yea, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Would you like to be cleansed today? Would you like to know today that you're on your way to heaven? The Bible says he that has the Son has life. Those who have not the Son of God have not life. But these things are written to you who believe on the name of the Son of God, so you can know that you have eternal life. Rest assured. Be confident. The Bible is true, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, does cleanse from all sin. Even those that will trust him, those that will accept Christ, or be born again today by receiving him, and his blood will cleanse you, make you fit for his presence. Do so for his name's sake, your soul's sake. Amen.